You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Proverbs, chapter 16 and verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. There's something I've observed over time. I observe that men generally love things or are fascinated by things that has to do with the devil, enemies, rather than God. You see, we made a video and it is titled The Agenda of Satan. And then we made the second video, The Agenda of Christ. We discover that the video, The Agenda of Satan, has more view than that of The Agenda of Christ. So we've observed over time that any videos that have the word witchcraft, Satan, and so on, tends to have more views among Christians. That is quite strange. So it's like we are a people that find Satanism quite fascinating than we find God. And it's very subtle. When you look at this passage, it says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. So you see, there are two sides here, the Lord, then the enemies. And the focus is on the Lord. It's not on the enemies. He says, when a man's way pleases the Lord. So the man is interested in pleasing God. He's not interested in fighting enemies. Today we have Christians that they are much more interested in fighting enemies than they are interested in pleasing God. So even though their lives is not pleasing God, they want to cast out demons, they want to command witches and wizards to die. You know, they are just so interested in things of the devil rather than focus on pleasing the Lord. In fact, when you preach so much about pleasing the Lord, they are like, oh, didn't the Bible say we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy? Didn't the Bible say that we wrestle not? You know, they quote all of those scriptures. When the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, did you see any of the disciples or the early church thrown into a ring with Satan? Because the idea people have when they read that kind of a scripture is that, oh, they are to do battle with the devil. Who are you to do battle with the devil? We are to put on the whole armor of God to stand against the wiles of the enemy. But our focus should be pleasing God, not fighting Satan, not fighting the enemies. When a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. We should be God-focused rather than Satan-oriented. We should be interested in the things of God rather than become fascinated by witchcraft, by sorceries. Did you know that if you are to bring a man who is coming to talk about witchcraft and sorcery, and maybe that man was an ex-occult man, and then you also want to bring, let's say, Brother Paul, who is coming to teach us about Jesus Christ, a lot of people will prefer to go and listen to the ex-occultic man because people are so fascinated by satanic things. And what they don't know is that that man did not understand occultic practices just because he was in it. Because when you are in the dark, you cannot see. Can you imagine you are in a room? That room is full of darkness. Can you see? It is a man that is in the light that can actually see what is going on. But people prefer to listen to all these people who have not even yet seen the light of the scriptures, but are telling stories of occult practices. Brethren, let your focus be the Lord. Let your attention be on God. Let your heart be on Jesus, not on the enemy. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For counseling, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.